Hey everyone. So, a couple things first. I wanted to thank everyone for all of the really nice comments. Really appreciated it. I hadn't been sure that this was going to be a good idea, but I've really, really appreciated how kind everyone's been. And that said, I've also really, really been enjoying getting to know a lot of you, and was having a conversation with a friend and got to talking about, you know, weird, crazy fantasies, and I got to describing one of mine, and I had to go and excuse myself because it, it really started turning me on, and I was like, you know what? I'm home alone again, and, I'm really, really horny, and I'm just, I'm gonna go and use this and, turn it into something fun. Cause, I have fun. And I have a lot of fun knowing that other people are listening. So, I guess sit back and, let me tell you about this little fantasy I've got. See, my husband's amazing. I joke about not being taken care of, but that's not even remotely the case. He takes the best care of me. I am... Let's just say this weekend we had sex, and I came so hard that I nearly passed out. First time that's ever happened, and it was incredible. But this kitty kind of wants it 24/7, and my alpha, bless him, he's got to go to work and get some sleep, and so... You know, he lets me do this, and he lets me have the best master a girl could have. 5,000 miles away, granted, in Glasgow, but still, you know, I get that relationship. It's I've had as long as I've been married. So, I've got that, and how many girls can say they've got two amazing guys in their life? I mean... I'm very lucky. And even now, things are getting worse, because I'm, like, turned on all the time, and I'm missing that... I can't have both my boys, and... yeah, I definitely need some more touch. I'm rambling a bit, but I can't even begin to say how selfless my husband is. So when I say that I know he's listened to this fantasy, and I know it's crossed his mind, and the only thing holding him back is lack of ability to find the people required, it kind of makes it even more intense for me to talk about it, because I keep thinking now that things are changing in my world, that maybe one day it's possible this could happen. And I really would like that. So let me tell you about this little fantasy and my amazingly selfless husband who totally would do this. I always kind of imagine it'll be on my birthday because I think that would be awesome. We would definitely, make sure we were childless and all of that. So with my luck, it probably wouldn't happen until I'm like 40 or something like that. So like not for a couple years, but still. But he would say, honey, we're going out for your birthday, dress up nice. And I would, dress up to the nines and, put on some cute 1940s, halter swing dress or something, put my hair up, put my pearls in and in my ears and put my necklace on and, just put the makeup on perfectly and be like, okay, I'm ready to go. And, step out to the car, and as soon as we get in, I could just see him reach over and hand me a blindfold, and I would know tonight's the night. All right. And that I would probably be instantly wet. Because here's the thing. I want to be absolutely driven insane. I guess that's literally the only way to put it. I have this thing where I imagine we're going to go to some venue. I don't even know where we would go. Somebody's house or fetish club or something. I still wouldn't know where we were once I got there. I would stay blindfolded the entire time as, get there and see my husband kissing me on the cheek, saying, happy birthday, baby, have a good time. And then I would be being stripped and tied up, spread. And I wouldn't know who was doing it. I wouldn't know where I was or who was touching me. I would know, because my husband and I have talked about this, that whomever was doing it would be, yes, he had specifically handpicked people that we trusted. People that either we were good friends with and we knew that this was definitely in their wheelhouse, or, lovers that we currently had, or people, in our various communities of sexual interests that I have very much had crushes on and been admiring from afar, that if I was very, very lucky, might accept an invitation. But I wouldn't know. I would have no way of knowing. I would have no way of knowing if the hand on my breast, playing with my nipple, was my husband's or my boyfriend's, or that new friend I met on the internet, or his girlfriend, or I wouldn't have any idea could be our dearest friends that we've known for 20 years. It could be... the idea of being completely helpless and unable to stop any of it. I don't have words to understand and explain what that does to me, because I can't even comprehend it. I have a thing about control, as in, I don't like giving it up, but in those very controlled circumstances, I very much would. And, oh god, I'm getting so wet. And one of the reasons why I keep thinking my birthday would be a perfect time for this, should I ever, ever get so lucky as to have this particular party, is at some point, just as a great wish into the universe that this should happen, I'm gonna compile some kind of, like, you know, sex toy registry. Naughty gifts you can give me one day. And whomever has accepted invites, you know, will be asked to find one of the items on this registry. Anything from as simple and small as, like, you know, fun textured condoms to anything as elaborate as, like, a violet wand, you know, and, you know, the idea would be not only to just bring the gift, but the party favor, as it were, would be, you get to try it out on me while I'm helpless and I don't know who it is unless you want to tell me. So what would you bring me? Would you bring me a pair of nipple clamps? Which ones would be your favorites? Pretty little ones with the gems on them, like jewelry. The ones with the little bells, so I really do seem like a kitten. Instead of bells on my collar, bells on my nipples. Or would you want the ones with the chain so you can pull on them? I like all of them, so trust me, they would all be in that list. Or would you be maybe a little bit... more adventurous? So would you think, maybe something I can slide inside of her, like a really pretty dildo, something something with some girth to it. Something that'll spread her open, just, oh, God, just enough. Would you be excessive and say one present? Who needs just one present? And get one of the butt plugs and one of the bottles of lube. Maybe one of the flavor bottles and get that butt plug all slippery and slide it up inside me. And, of course, you'd have to make sure that that lube was, in fact, tasty, so you'd... you'd have to pour it all over my clit and... and lick it up and make sure it... was the right flavor and God, was tasty and you be somebody who got playful gifts? Like somebody who knew that I wanted to experiment with sensory gifts like a violet wand. Would you spend time running your fingers up and down my arms, feeling the electricity running between us? God. Would you run your fingertips over my nipples and make me feel the little saps there. God, I would love your fingers on my clit. Right inside me. Someone who got a toy like that would probably love to have everybody come and touch me. Oh, God. Please. 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 Touching me. Incidentally, if it isn't obvious, I really like the playful gift giver. But I'm equally happy with all of them. Though I think one of my favorites would also be the extravagant gift giver. Because even though I don't know anyone who would absolutely ever do this, but one of the things I've always also wanted to try is, like, you know, one of those other industrious fucking machines, like a Sibian, you know. On my Facebook, I actually have a review video of one of the newer ones out there, and I'm sorry, that just looks like fun. I mean, truly. Oh my god. I'm sorry, a saddle that I can just hop on board. Oh, and by the way, yeah, let's put a couple cocks on it too that I can slide inside myself and just ride. Oh, and the whole thing vibrates, gyrates, and thrusts. Oh, fuck yes. Oh my god, yes. So, while I don't ever foresee anyone getting me that for my birthday, oh, for fantasizing. I very much would have a wonderful, wonderful fantasy about getting pulled down off of whatever contraption I'm tied to. Still blindfolded, of course. Probably shaking at the knees and about ready to collapse because I've just come more than I thought I could. I'd probably have to be all but carried to this marvel. Which I would like to hope that either a friend or my husband has actually helped someone set this up, because yeah, I've seen the attachments. It can be a bear. But I just would love the idea of just being lifted up onto it and not being told what was going on, and probably not caring at this point. Oh, just being slid down onto the onto the machine, and hopefully onto a nice I'm wet. I'm so wet. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh god. Onto one of those nice oh, silicone. Oh, cocks made for the saddle. And then whoever had the control, I just hear them say, okay. So I'd better hold on to her. And even though I don't have my toy out right now, I am definitely a power queen. I love heavy, deep vibration. God. The idea of, oh god, that, Oh my god. That far gone on something that powerful. In front of so many people that I still, at this point, wouldn't even know who they were. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh my god, I want this so bad. Oh, I want this so bad. And I truly, sincerely hope the whole evening would just end with me getting completely fucked senseless. Oh, God. Oh, God. I mean, oh, God. Oh. I want to feel, oh, every hole I have getting, oh god, filled with someone's cock. Oh, and I, I'm equally happy if it's attached to one of my male friends, or strapped onto one of my female friends. All sounds wonderful. My mouth and my hands and my body just help bring every single one of them to orgasm. God.
oh my god, I haven't made myself come to this fantasy in so long. It feels so good.
I'm squirting.
Well, there you go. There's my biggest fantasy. Oh, I think you can tell. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I very clearly did. Oh, thanks so much for listening. I'll be back later. Bye.